time to talk about a subject near and dear to all of us, money, how to get more, how to save more. And Chicago's retirement planning expert from Geiger Wealth is with us, Bill Geiger. Bill, how you doing?
Hi, Bill.
Doing great. How are you folks today?
Good. Nobody wants to talk about retirement until they get a little bit older, and then that's all we can all think about. I mean, I think about it all the time.
When you're 5 or 10 years away and you can smell it, you start thinking about it a lot.
Bill, yeah. You and your company, you help baby boomers plan for retirement, help them manage their investments. And I guess the first question people are curious about is how much do you need to retire? And that depends on what you want to do with your life, doesn't it?
Well, the big driver is your lifestyle. You know, how do you live? And that translates into how much you're going to need. You know, I saw a statistic the other day that there are 2 million people in Chicago that are 5 to 10 years from retirement. 2 million. And I saw another statistic that most Americans have lost close to 50% of their wealth since 2007. So nobody's really where they want to be. And they're playing catch up. And that's a big challenge if you're preparing for retirement.
But in terms of numbers, like what is a ballpark figure that a person would need to maintain? I mean, if they have enough money for retirement, their lifestyle is obviously at some level. So how much do you need to be able to continue to live the life you've had?
Marianne, I've seen people that a half a million really did the trick. I sat down with a guy a couple months ago that won $500,000 a year to live on. And it depends upon the lifestyle that you've come to enjoy. And most people want to continue that.
What about the money people have in their portfolio and how much it costs them to have that and to sustain that? There are various charges involved in that. How do you advise people in that area when they ask the question about what's the portfolio costing me? What should it cost?
Bob, that's one of the two biggest questions people have when they come in, two biggest concerns. One is what it's costing in the further portfolio, and the other is how much risk do they have, because most people don't have a clue on that either. To answer your question, if you're paying anything more than 1.5% a year or so, you're probably paying too much. In terms of risk, most people really have no idea. And we do a really, really in-depth analysis when folks come in as part of the planning process to really understand the risk level that they have, and most people don't have a clue.
Now, when you're talking about risk, is that a matter of opinion and how daring you feel, or is that based on actual numbers and conditions of the world and conditions of the funds that you are investing in?
You know, most people have a lot of their money in the market, and markets go up and markets go down. And the last time the market went down, most portfolios lost anywhere between 40 to 60%. And people believe, one of the conventional wisdoms is the one of well-diversified mutual fund portfolio. And the idea is if one thing goes down, the other thing's going up, it's kind of a smoother ride. We run a special analysis on portfolios that shows them how their current portfolio would have done during 2008. And most of the time, they're looking at 40, 50% losses.
And they had
no idea.
By having that diversified portfolio, you mean?
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
So what you're saying is that the diversified portfolio, the conventional wisdom of diversifying in that way, does not work. What does work?
It hasn't worked for 15 years.
Okay, so what does work?
Really, really, really focusing on risk management in a lot of different ways. But it's one of the biggest mistakes that people are making getting close to retirement is not focusing on risk. They're all focused on how much money can I make? And that's great, but you got to focus on the risk. If you lose half now and you're 5 years from retirement, you're in trouble.
So you're saying be more conservative than you thought you needed to be?
Maybe, but maybe just look at your portfolio from a different direction. Look at it from risk management first before you look at the returns.
So this is, you're talking about, and everybody asks the question, how can I protect myself against the market going down? And as you say, it used to be just diversify. That was the answer. What has replaced that now is the answer? What you're saying,
well,
risk management?
There's a special class of mutual funds called exchange-traded funds. And you can diversify in so many other directions now than what you could before. It's a whole different ball game, Bob. It's different than it was in 08. It's different than it was in 01.
And people also wonder about changes they need to make to achieve their goals. And I guess with everybody, it's a personal conversation you have to have with these folks, right?
It is. And when we sit down with folks for the first time, the first meeting is all about them. Because, like you say, everybody is different. Everybody's got different goals. Everybody's got something different that's important to them.
And if somebody walks in and says, okay, I am desperate to make a ton of money and I feel really good about things, I want to be as aggressive as possible. I don't care about the risks right now. What do you say to them?
It's really nice meeting you.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad. That means you're responsible.
All right. More is available. GeigerWealth.com. Check out the website. Bill Geiger with Geiger Wealth, Chicago's retirement planning expert. In just a minute or two, we'll tell you about a special deal they've got going that you can get in on.
I love that you're coming in once a week and really educating us.
Thank you. I'm enjoying this.
We need to be educated.
Have a good one. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Bill. Same here.